Angela Merkel denounces scourge of racism after Germany shootings. Chancellor Angela Merkel condemned the poison of racism Thursday after a suspected extremist killed 9 people at a shisha bar and a cafe in the German city of Hanau. All 9 dead, aged between 21 and 44, had a migrant background, though some were German citizens, Chief Federal Prosecutor Peter Frank said. 6 others were injured, including one critically. The suspect, identified as 43-year-old German Tobias Ehr, was found dead at his home after an hours-long manhunt. The body of his 72-year-old mother was also found at the flat. Frank said evidence, including video and a 24-page manifesto found on the suspect's website, shows a very deeply racist attitude. Racism is a poison, hatred is a poison, and this poison exists in our society and it is already to blame for far too many crimes, Merkel said in Berlin. Among the dead were several victims of Kurdish origin, the KhanMed Association of Kurds in Germany said in a statement, adding that it was furious that authorities were not doing more to combat rising extremism. Also killed were a Bosnian and a Bulgarian citizen, their respective foreign ministries said. Tears and anger. The killing spree started at about 10 p.m. on Wednesday at the midnight shisha bar in central Hanau, about 20 knies of Frankfurt. The gunman reportedly rang the doorbell and then shot at people in the smoking section, mass market Daily Bild said. He fled the scene by car before opening fire at the arena bar and cafe, with witnesses reporting hearing a dozen shots. Police hurried to cover up the address of the perpetrator's website with a blue plastic sheet after it was spray-painted on a nearby wall. I couldn't be any more upset, said Inga Bank, 82, who lives near the bar. We have to nip it in the bud if the Nazi Party is coming back, Bank said, adding that she had lived through World War II. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer also visited the scene, laying flowers outside the midnight bar. He said interior ministers from Germany's 16 states would discuss later on Thursday ways to improve security in light of the very concerning development. Same pattern. The bar shooting sparked a huge manhunt, with police tracing the suspect's vehicle back to his home. In a 24-page document seen by AFP, the alleged gunman wrote that people from more than 24 countries, including Turkey and Israel, should be destroyed. He also said he had never been with a woman, which he blamed on being watched by unspecified secret services. King's College London counterterrorism expert Peter Newman tweeted of the text that it contained various, but mostly extreme right views, with a do-it-yourself ideology cobbled together out of parts found on the internet. The pattern is clear, and not at all new, he said. You are not alone. Rallies are scheduled in Berlin, Hanau and other cities later on Thursday to honor the victims. Frankfurt's Eintracht football team said it would hold a minute's silence ahead of its Europa League match against RB Salzburg. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier echoed Merkel in denouncing the terrorist violence in Hanau. I stand with all those who are threatened by racist hatred. You are not alone, he said. Merkel pledged to fight back against all those who try to divide Germany. She cited the murders carried out by the neo-Nazi NSU, cell between 2007 as well as last June's killing of pro-migrant politician Walter Lübke, and the deadly anti-Semitic attack in Halle in October as examples of the threat posed by the far right. German police have identified about 60 far-right adherents as dangerous individuals capable of carrying out a violent attack. Last Friday, they arrested 12 members of a German extreme right group believed to have been plotting shocking large-scale attacks on mosques, similar to the ones carried out in New Zealand in 2019. As condemnation of the Hanau violence poured in, the co-leader of the far-right of the party Jörg Muthen stood out by saying the shootings were neither right nor left-wing terrorism but the actions of a madman. Politicians from across the political spectrum, however, accused the anti-Islam, anti-immigrant of normalizing hate speech and fomenting xenophobic sentiment in recent years. AFP.